Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth Is Out There Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. You know, if you're on Comcast doesn't like this show and is calling, they're saying it's spam, it's not, call in. You're welcome to go and call at any time. Comcast just hates the truth because it's part of NBC or the Democratic Criminal Network, and that's a problem there. But we expose the truth and we'll continue to do so. Now, the headline for the show is Truth and Justice, and right now, this week, we actually saw a two-justice system again. With Hunter Biden, but we got breaking news. Hunter Biden is going to court on the 26th for sentencing. He is going to go to jail. We just don't know how much. That's been breaking in the last hour. Hunter Biden, his court date has been set for the 26th, but he's going to end up spending some time in jail. As even the left is complaining that he's got off scot-free. And people like a number of rappers that got same crime that Hunter Biden did, end up with a number of years in prison. They complained, filed suit. Same thing with a bunch of other people. And now the court has realized that they made a mistake, and they're going to sentence Hunter Biden probably on the 26th. The other breaking story is that Adam Schiff has been kicked out of Congress. He has been censored this afternoon, and he is going bye-bye in Congress after his tirade today against Durham and Trump. It was an embarrassment, and they censored him, and he's going to be kicked out of Congress. Those are the two things there. But the double standard in justice, it happens all over the country. If you're a criminal, if you are a murderer, if you are a illegal alien, if you're an abuser, if you do all kinds of crazy stuff, and if your names are Clinton or Biden, you could get away with anything. And if you're, but if you're a Christian or an American law-abiding citizen, a Republican, or anybody in that nature that supports the Constitution and freedom, they will take you and put you right and throw away the key. That's what you call a double-tier justice system. If you're a criminal, you get away with it. If you are if you're a law-abiding citizen, you could get the full penalty, and that's a big thing in there. So we got exposed that we could continue to do that, but we got heroes like Will Beard and Marjorie Taylor Greene, that motion that got the motion to get rid of Shifty Schiff today, and they succeeded on the vote. So that's a good thing. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I know you're having problems with your phone. I apologize for that.
I tried
so maybe
to hook
a few
it
weeks.
Up. You're rejecting it.
You tried to hook up what?
The Wi-Fi. I got it on the info in. I put everything in, and it said no.
I don't know what's going on with that. You're going to have to go into Comcast and they'll adjust it for you.
I'll go tomorrow. I'll deal with the next time. But everything else is fine. I got online. The networks. I just can't make or receive a call. Fuck it.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be a quiet evening.
Yeah. So
Adam Schiff has been
canceled. That's just before expulsion. The expulsion will be done tomorrow the next day. But Adam Schiff is a creep anyway.
What is
he
that? Hold it. Explain to our listeners what censored is and expulsion.
Censure means that you violate the rules of code of ethics in statements that you
what
made.
What rules did he? What do you know? What rules he violated?
Yeah, he lied and misinformed Congress again and Durham on phony information about Russia and Trump. He was caught. He's been censured and he's going to be fired. And he's done. And Squirrel Wallace, the next one's going, and they both did it today. It was like a piggyback when they went after Durham, and they tried to make it, you know, something that's not real. And there was even the Mueller report said that the Russia collusion was false. It was a fraud. It was funny. And both Swift and Squirrel Wallace both tried to bring back the same stuff, and then they tried to prune the character of Durham. And stuff like that. It was an embarrassment. The Democrats looked like an idiot, and it was an embarrassment.
But was Helene Weinstein there?
I don't know. It's the House, wasn't the Senate, and you know. And the other big story is the Trump trial is August 14th. It's tentative date, but that also is probably going to be kicked out in the next few weeks. You know, and because there's motions going on, things of that nature. But
okay.
we got a number of serious situations going on. First of all, we got watching a tropical system that's going to be in the Caribbean by tomorrow, next day. And right now it's 65 mile an hour winds. It's gaining some strength. It might hit a hurricane. We're not sure. And we're not sure. Once it's in the Caribbean.
Aren't those hurricane force winds? That is not a hurricane force wind yet? Not a cat?
No, it's a
60.
Not yet. Well, it's a 65. Then you got
the water is very, very warm. Okay,
yeah.
It's moving
slowly across into the Caribbean.
Do you think it's gonna come up our way? Do you think it's gonna veer and be like an Andrew?
No. There's two of the there's different routes that are being projected by the different forecast models, but there's two that actually.
How about like a Wilma? Remember Wilma?
It's right now. There's four models have it going straight across into Central America. And then one has it coming back out. The other's going across into the Pacific. There's two other models that have it coming across between Cuba and Dominican Republic around that area, and then coming towards the Bahamas. But it's really too early to tell on that one. Then you got one behind that looks like it's going to get some kind of strength and move along. And that may be a little farther north than this one is doing, Brett. And then you got one behind that just came off the African coast. That looks stronger than the other two, but it's really too early to tell. Yeah, that's the third one, but it's really too
early.
Yeah, and that's three of them.
Isn't the season really early?
Yes.
Well,
don't forget,
they said we're going to have four major hurricanes, and they were going to be devastating. That's what they said.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
people around the country in certain areas are getting very bad tornadoes. There was one here in Florida.
Up north. But you got 117 degrees in Austin, Texas, which is the warmest it's ever been this time at this early part of the summer. Don't forget today is the first day of summer. So it's hot there. All across the area, Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, part of the Panhandle, central part of the country, all had tornadoes and stuff, and of course the American Red Cross is out there doing its things.
Good.
Now,
that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Now, there's a couple of things. Okay, there's a couple of things going on that really needs to be talked about right now when it comes to our defense. Biden called Chairman Xi a dictator. That's calling it Colonel Park. Biden is a dictator in his own right. But that was funny. Because, you know, he'll be talking again, but Biden's very weak. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But Blinken, the Secretary of State, he actually goes over there and in China and says that Biden does not support.
He goes there to pick up his envelope of money.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, Blinken said that Biden does not support Taiwan independence, which goes towards the one China thing. But you know what? Taiwan is an independent country. And it is part of a deal.
Dictatorship. Biden is about being a dictator.
That's right.
Biden goes to that. That's right. So, that's it.
No.
Did you tell me today that piece of shit was impeached? Or I misunderstood you?
Which?
You said Biden.
Yeah. There were four articles of impeachment. One already went through Congress. He has technically been impeached. He has to go to Senate to go sending up the star criteria to hand it over for the Senate for trial. Doesn't matter. There's three others. There were three other votes coming down
something?
The next couple of days.
I bet you Schumer don't do shit.
We'll see where it goes.
I say that because they don't follow any rules anyway. They have no rules. It's the OK Corral in that place. Democrats do what they want to do. And then the rhinos, they'll just do what they want to do. You know?
Then we also have, remember back in the 62, we had, 1962, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. They were breaking World War III. And everybody was ducking under the desk and everything else for drills and all that stuff and the fallout shelters and everything.
I was 2 years old. I was two years old.
Yeah, well, I was in school already. I was eight.
Okay.
But the thing is that we have a similar problem right now because China has a military base in Cuba.
They've had it there for a while. It's not new.
No, what they had was they had a Russian base that was discontinued. And then China in the last year or two, not when Trump was there, but when Biden was there, they started to improve the area. And then China, and then it's official
right.
This last
built,
few months.
They built it up for power. Okay.
Right.
So what's the problem? They have a new area.
We got that they're 90 miles away. Communist China, the CCP, is 90 miles away.
Are they going to nuke us?
No, they're not going to nuke us because they're too close to reality. But what they can do is invade on sort of the southern tip.
Are they going to just come in on the Florida beaches and rampage and kill us?
No, they'll be like Red Dawn.
Okay, so they'll jump in with little paratroopers.
Yeah, and maybe some sea stuff and things like that, but they are 90 miles away, and with Biden so weak.
Okay, hold it. Let's talk about this. So is the governor on top of this, or he's out campaigning because he's an asshole?
He already has the National Guard's already at the areas, and the military are already working. And thanks to government, he activated
so
the military.
So when we see these little whatever jumping out of planes and come,
they'll
and
be killed.
Cover,
They'll be killed before they reach the ground because we got enough people around and we're already on alert down
there
here in Florida. We don't listen to like
100,000 Chinese numbnuts. And we're going
to
We
can take them out. We have the power to do so in the state.
Okay.
We don't hesitate.
So
we got enough between the militia and everybody else. We can take care of us. And we already know what's going to happen. Now, the other great news, but the great news is in Florida is that there's no Democrats going to win the election ever again in the state with the fact that there's now more than 500, the lead over Democrats. Republicans have more than 500,000 registered
votes. Lois Frankel.
She's not going to win next time around. No Democrats going to win anywhere because the Republicans now out-registered Democrats more than 500,000 statewide, and every county but one, and that's this one, and this one is only going to be overtaken by Republicans in the next few months.
Really? We're going to knock out all the idiot mayors?
The Democratic Party in the state of Florida is dead, and within the next few weeks or months, it's going to be totally wiped out in the state.
Okay.
We're working and there's a lot of other states that are working the same way. You can thank Scott Pressler and others because he's been doing it. Scott Pressler has been registering people to vote, mostly Republicans, in the last couple of years, and he's one of the main reasons why the Republican Party has a surge around the country because of the way he's doing voter drives, registration drives. He stands out in front of the supermarket after they go in. He waits till they come out of the supermarket and not go in. And he goes, are you satisfied with the prices? And they say, no, register to become Republican so you can bring the prices down. Same thing, we did that with the gas prices, with the gas at the pump. And we have signs, Biden did that, and that type of thing. So it works. And we got to get rid of Romney Daniel from the RNC. She lost a couple more people. I know. Every one of those people that vote for her now losing their positions. And so there may be an emergency recall.
You know what? Okay, recall. Total recall.
Hey, yeah, total recall. Yeah, I know. Yeah. So that's a big thing there. You know.
Have you gone shopping lately? For
yeah, a little bit.
I gotta tell you something. Chicken and meat are very expensive.
Yeah.
It's not a yet. Okay, so say you have a family of four, right, and you want to buy chopped meat to make either a meatloaf or meat sauce or hamburger, whatever it may be. Okay? It's at $27 for a family package. No shit. Now, say you're a real meat lover and you like your steak. That's at $21. That's just one little package. Not kidding. Okay, now let's go down the aisle and to where they and chicken. Chicken is out there, man. $28 for boneless, skinless chicken breast for a family of four. That's insane. A whole chicken is now, and I saw it for $18 in Publix. That's just insane. And, you know, lo and behold, the job is not getting done that should be done, and people are hurting. Seriously, people are hurting.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm saying D.C. is not working hard enough. They're not.
No, they're not. Well, they did pretty good today. I urge everyone to go.
They get paid. They ain't starving. They ain't struggling. But the
American citizens, they are.
When is the government shutting down?
Probably as soon as tonight, if they all get their stuff down. There's a lot of things coming down, but the point
is... They don't have a budget. I don't think they should be getting paid. I think we should go back to our founding fathers who didn't work their full time, didn't rip the people off, didn't get lobbying money, didn't get criminal bullshit. And they should all go home and get a job. Get a life. Go play on the farm, okay? Shit. And people, and then they wouldn't be there. You know why? Because they're not getting paid. So real, down-to-earth, caring, loving Americans would be there, okay? Understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
And that would count. Because they would get the job done. You wouldn't have 10,000 page law docs to make law, to pass anything. You wouldn't have bullshit. You wouldn't have people. By the way, how did they get didn't they vote last week that they weren't doing anything to Adam Schiff? You had, like, rhino assholes.
Yeah, but his behavior today was so impulsive that everyone voted to get him out, and both sides.
Remember when Kavanaugh was becoming sitting in the hot
seat? That's the Senate. That has nothing to do with the House. Adam Schiff is the House.
They're all scum. I told you, there are only a dozen decent goods from both houses that are up there on the hill. That's it. The rest are all shit. And I kid you not, I say it as is. You know, they lie. You know, they say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And you know, lo and behold, they get elected, and what do they end up doing? Giving you the finger or the bird and saying, oh, I like it here. I can make money. This is great. You know? Ooh, I could spend my life here and make a career out of it and end up being a multi-millionaire. And they forget about the people. And then we're dust in the wind, and they're living high, ho, ho off us, and they're getting nothing done. And then it's a joke. And the people are suckered because they just, I don't know what they're thinking. And it just never happens. You know, and it's a sad, sad situation. And I'm just saying, senators should be put there from the governor. I say we ought to elect them. They serve one term, one. 6 years. I don't need them to sit 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't care. People don't agree with me, that's tough shit. Okay? One term and 6 years. And as a congressman, I'll give them 2 terms. That's it. Then go home and get a life. It's not a career. It isn't. And so.
But anyway,
it doesn't happen that way. Because my shit is La La Land, because it's called Big Dreams, and people don't give a shit. The people are suckered, and they will always be suckered because they're gullible. Thank you. I'm good.
Okay. We got some news on the sub. They believe they know where the sub is. They believe it's stuck under the propeller. The missing sub. It turns out it could be become stuck under the Titanic propeller.
How?
Because they went underneath it because it's the way that the setup
and might
have been
stuck.
I don't know.
Hold it. Take a breath. Think about this. Why go underneath a propeller?
Why not just go around it?
Why go underneath?
I don't know. I think they went underneath.
Titanic has been there, what, 110 years?
Yeah, something 1913?
Why go near a piece that really is rotted and it's falling apart and it's decayed?
We don't know if it's rotted.
I look at pictures of Titanic.
Yeah.
And it's decayed, okay? It's not like it's there when it was there when it was sailing the seven seas, okay? It's not. It is decayed, okay? And it's old, okay? And the sea where there are sea creatures definitely have a play on it. But my question is, why go under a propeller? Why not go around it? Why be stupid? Why would you want to look at a propeller anyway? What is so interesting about a propeller?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm asking you. So that's what I'm telling you. People are... Never mind. Go.
Anyway, I think we're gonna play a song. All right, now.
Go ahead.
What should we play?
Martina McBride.
Okay.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. Myself down to the fair and town on Independence.
Okay, that's Independence Day by Martina O'Brien. And we're working on a few things, and I'm going to play one other song, and then we'll get back to the show. Okay, I was trying to during the time see if we could fix the Scarlett's phone, but I think we're going to have to go to Comcast to do that. For whatever reason, she's having that type of issue. So we'll work on that tomorrow. Anyway, let me go and talk. Since we're about halfway point, I want to do something I haven't done yet today. Is that this past Sunday, we did Father's Day special. And we dedicated a show to all the fathers, present and past, and that includes single dads and we did everything, and we did a special tribute to one gentleman who passed away. I did it in honor of his son, Chris, and we got a message back the other day to he thanked us for doing that for him, and he told me that. The Spear family is continuing to do what Clifford had been doing, and he is working closely with a number of people, Clifford's son Chris, in continuing the legacy that his father had set up. Now, I don't know how all this stuff is going to work out, but he did tell me that he is in contact with a lot of the people that Clifford was helping, including a certain young lady, and they're going to try and help these people out in addiction, and part of the thing they agree is that we got to change the environment, and that's one of the best ways to do it is also go and rebuild the security of the person, the self-esteem, self-confidence, self-respect, and because most addicts have very little or no self-respect or self-esteem, and they get indoctrinated, recruited into doing things because of pressure by outside sources. That's why the environment is so important. And that's the reason why we're doing that we have these things. And a good place for recovery stuff, and it's not just the AA rooms or the NA rooms, but their recovery centers are supposed to be really good. And here in Broward County, one of the best is Nova, and it could be, and we got a lot of people that could actually happen saved and working to get healthy. In fact, Nova, what's great about Nova is that it's also a university, and you as you go into recovery, you can actually use the university to expand your learnings. So once you get done with your recovery, which is life really for the rest of your life, but once you get done with the initial whatever it is, a year, 2 years, whatever it is, you also have an education at the same time, and you can build a career off of it. And that's a good thing. So working closely with Clifford and stuff like that. The other good Clifford's son, Chris, and working closely with him and the spare family and to try and help lives. Now, the other good thing, which was kind of unexpected today, I got a package at the door. It was a bunny. It's not a real bunny, but it's a plush doll. It came from where I work. And they gave it because of the work I've done with a bunch of other people with Habitat for Humanity. And we worked very hard this past year to help people in Habitat, to help people around the country and around, because Habitat is an international company, not just regular the state, not just national, and around the world to take people that we built the homes and stuff, but we've been working very closely with a lot of different people. And I got an award, a plush doll, which is cute, but it showed. And it's a good thing. And it's not the first time that I got something like that. Early last year, I got an award for helping people with lifts in Operation Smile. And Cliff Pallets and stuff. And so I've been working with them. So you know what? When you work with these people and away from all the toxic bad apples around, it's a good feeling. And it shows, and you get things going. But we also work with a lot of other stuff. And it's helping society in a lot of different ways, not just here in this country, but around the world. And we also work in helping with the Heritage Foundation and Focus on the Family. In fact, I'd like to congratulate Focus on the Family for putting out a commercial. As you can see on Newsmax, I don't know if it's in the other channels, but it's on Newsmax, where in the commercial we have people say, look, it's a fetus, it's a fetus, it's a fetus. And then this little girl said, no, it's a baby. And it is a baby. Life begins at conception, and what's inside a woman is a baby growing. It is a baby. It's not shells or any kind of stuff that the ultra left and the communists want you to think, but it's a live baby. Despite people like Barry Silver and others want to think about it, it is a live baby from the minute you give conception and all the way through as it grows in you. It's alive. If it was alive, it would be growing. And so life begins at conception. And so it's focused on the family. Students for Life is another one. And there's many others out there. Heritage Foundation, the Family Research Council, and others out there are working to protect the life of the unborn. And also to save the life of, you know, there is a bill in the Senate called S-204 that's supposed to protect the babies that were born after a botched abortion. See, what happens right now is that the abortionists, they bought the baby. It turns out that it was botched. The baby is alive. What they do is they throw it on the table, on a cold metal table, and let it kick and scream until it dies, and then throw it in the garbage. That's what these abortionists do. The S-204 protects the baby once it's born. If it's a botched abortion, and the baby is alive after that abortion, they are required by law to pretend, to make sure that protect that baby like it's a preemie and take care of it and bring it all the way out. If they don't, they can lose their license and go to prison for the rest of their lives. And it passed in the House back in January. It's in the Senate now, but the Democrats and the communists, the killers of babies and life, the Democrats refuse to put it on the floor. So call your senator and get that out and actually make sure they put a vote on that. It will pass if you show it what's happening, the truth. That's why the truth always wins out in the end, and that's important. So that's a big thing there. Now, anything, any comment, Scott?
No, listening to you, I'm good. They ain't doing their job. Justice in this country sucks. They can go scratch because the good people get screwed. I mean, like Hunter Biden, jeez, you know?
Yeah, well, they got the press has been put on, and now July 26th, this is the day he has to report to court for sentencing. It's not
he
getting off.
There.
He is
he
going
should, to be. Yeah, what, 1 hour?
No.
It's a tour.
They expect
let
3 to 6 years. 3 to 6 years.
Bullshit. We'll
but,
see.
But there's other, but there's other stuff.
Right.
They already told
that is, that's a bite. That's nothing.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what Wesley Snipes got. That's what the two rappers that got the same crime as Hunter Biden. They got that
I
same.
Got a
you know, they got.
How long did Al Capone get?
A few years, not long, because he also had syphilis, so he didn't, you know. But, you know, that's not the main one anyway. Hunter Biden, that's not the main one. The main one, and they're going to do it because Kevin McCarthy announced that they are working on that. And they're going to get that done with the criminal charges and stuff with Hunter and Joe Biden for the $10 million, $5 million for the big guy, $5 million for the Burisma kickbacks, the money.
It turned out to be a lot more. It's been going on forever.
Yeah, it's about $50 million.
Hunter was taught at a very young age how to be a con.
Yeah. Guess who is sitting on the other chair?
Ringo.
Yeah, she just jumped up.
Yeah. Hey, that's good. So you got company.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No. Hey, everybody, call in 515-602-9657 and give me some input about the truth is the truth.net. Anybody want to be a sponsor? Call in 515-602-9657. Anything to speak about? Call in 515-602-9657. that is what I have to express. Things are good. A lot of people looking at it. Every week the analytics are awesome. So I want more. I want the masses, okay, to open their eyes and their ears, to wake them up, you know, especially the pride shit, okay, the trans shit, the pride shit, bullshit. Okay, and for a month, why do you need a whole month? Shit. You know, I don't get a month. You know, Scarlet. That's what it should be, the whole month called Scarlet. People can praise Scarlet, you know, just for being a great, great person. Okay, there you go. Understand
there you go.
Why do they need to praise themselves? Are they insecure?
No, no.
Well, the trans shit got to go. I saw a photo today while I was zooming, browsing through Facebook of a woman. She was a very beautiful lady, and then all of a sudden you look at the picture of the right of her, and it don't even look like her. She's totally whatever. Free expression, you know? I don't know. I'm into free expression, not to mutilate yourself, to make yourself look less than what you are. I saw a picture in there of a woman who tattooed her face to make herself look like a cat. The nose, the whole thing, all leopard on her. Her face. Come on. It's out there. You know? You could do war paint. Paint it on and it washes off. You know? One day you'll grow up and you'll see that you'll want to have things. A man, children, whatever. Even business. You think somebody's going to engage with that in business? They're going to think twice, you know? Nobody will want to do that. You know, why hurt yourself? Okay, I can see if you love tattoos, whatever. But, I mean, your face, there's something so off about that. To me, it is. And I'm a designer. Shit, I'm the first one to step up to the plate on beauty and graphics and paint and art and all that stuff, okay? I just can't see the face, okay? I mean, make earrings, right. You know, wear a headband, airbrush your face, but don't do it for a life. Because I'm just saying, one day, thank God that stuff can be removed. Can it be removed?
I don't know.
Remove that? They scrape your flesh?
Something
they
like that.
It? Like what Michael Jackson did to his face. You know?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's just good to mark. You know?
Yeah.
So, what else is going on? How about Paris?
Yeah, there's an explosion in Paris. You know, we don't know if it's a terror attack or what. It looked like it collapsed. According to the pictures, it looked like the building collapsed also, but we're not sure. It's kind
like
of...
Like the one in Miami?
Yeah, maybe, but it looked like a big explosion. We don't know the whole situation. Don't forget, Paris has a lot of terrorists. Islamic, there's a whole big Islamic stuff, so this part, it could be that. You know, it's the Arab Spring, it could be a lot of different things. Yeah. I don't know. It just could be a lot of different things there. So we don't know for sure.
All right.
So, you know, I can't answer that. I have no idea.
I'm seeing things about 9/11. People are prepping up for 9/11, thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a couple months away. But anyway, we've got about 10 minutes left, you know, and we want to thank everybody for coming on. We got Duck Northwest Media in the chat room and a bunch of other stuff that are coming on.
When is that movie coming out? What is it called? Cost of Freedom? What's the name of it?
It's Freedom... It's about the children. It's about kidnapping of children. It's human trafficking of the children, and it's coming
when
out July 4th.
When is that going to be? In the
July
theater?
4th. July 4th.
July
4th.
For one day?
No, it's going to be in the theater. You can see if several die. You know, it's not just a one-day thing, but it'll be premiering the movies on those floors. And there are a lot more movie theaters that ask you for it. It's the guy from Superman that's the star.
Who, Cavell?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and he's an agent that rescues kids. And he saw there was another one, so he retired, ended up going out on a special mission that he decided to help rescue kids around the world, especially in South America and elsewhere. And the movie's about that. It's based on a true story. See, the left, the Democrats, the communists, they support human trafficking big time. They also support the drug deals and stuff. That's why they're for the criminals. It doesn't matter if it's wherever you are. They always support the criminals. They don't support law-abiding citizens, and they don't support kids.
They support slavery.
Yes, well, if they were the king of slaves at one time. Don't let these people tell you otherwise. They still want you. Well, Biden was fine when he said he wants you in chains back in the day. Don't forget, Biden was KKK, and so was Clinton, in fact. They're all part of the same stuff. And Obama wants you in chains because he's a communist. He doesn't want freedom. He wants to fundamentally change this country into a socialist communist nation, which will totally destroy this nation. Kaepernick says that Kaepernick's preaching communism and socialism, but he's made over $100 million using a capitalistic society. So he's another one. It's like
LeBron James.
LeBron James, another one. The movie theater, movie art things, another one. There's a bunch that do as I say, don't do as I do. You know. Oh, by the way, Greta, whatever her name is, the one according to her, the world back in about 10 years ago, said the world's going to end. She said that the world is coming to an end in the next couple of days. Back about 10 years
is
ago,
it?
8 years ago. No. But the point,
what
the
did
point
she do?
Is,
I got a question.
She's just an act.
Besides sounding
she's
incoherent
an activist.
About her thought, what does she do?
She's an activist, and that's all.
Oh,
she's
that's
nothing
it?
More than that. Well, her education is really lacking.
So
she's not this
so
far.
She's a political. So she's a political whore.
Yeah, same okay. thing with the guy from Stoneman Douglas.
David Hogg.
He's another one. Yeah, he got to Harvard because he's a left-wing dingbat, even though he had 2-point-something GPA, and people that have over 4 GPA couldn't get in because he took someone else's spot, which is outrageous. But I think he failed out of it anyway. I think he dropped out eventually. But the thing is, he's just a con man, you know.
This is Scarlett Butler wishing everybody a great night. And
right.
God bless you. And God bless the country. And things actually might get better. You don't know that. Nobody knows anything.
I would like to see
how it plays.
I'd like to thank everybody. By the way, I fixed Scarlett's Wi-Fi, but we still can't get – I tried calling – it's still not working right. She's going to have to go into Comcast to fix that. But I fixed
Bye,
her
everybody. I'll be back on Sunday.
All right. Talk to you, everybody. Again, I want to thank everyone for listening to us. You can always call in anytime you want to talk in. We're on Sunday at 7 p.m. and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can always join in the conversation, not just be on the chat room. And anyone else can call in at 515-602-9657. Anytime, we're glad to have a discussion. And you go to thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. And sign in, subscribe, and be part of the truth. And we're going to be on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Hopefully, we get some of the technical issues fixed. And I want to thank everyone, and God bless you all, and we'll see you on Sunday.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. The men who die there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, everyone, and don't forget to tune in Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio, 515-602-9657. Chat. Go to our website at thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. And we'll see you on Sunday. And if you're a criminal, you're going to prison. And we will not stop going after the Bidens, because they are the crookiest and the most corrupt family in the country's history. And we're going to continue to show the evidence. And once we get everything, including the tapes on the Biden kickbacks and the bribes, we will be playing it on the air. So have a blessed evening. We'll see you on Sunday.